And assistant coach Jared Kiger joins us for the post game here tonight. It's courtesy of Harris Metals and Recycling. Coach, thanks for joining us. Typically, it's Coach Johnson. He's got some family stuff to tend to. He's got a new grandbaby, right? So he's off and running.
Absolutely. He's leaving from here. He's driving down to Florida tonight, trying to get some rest throughout the day. He says he's got about 15 hours on the road, so he's starting from here tonight.
All right. Well, we wish him safe travels.
Yes.
Travels, that's for sure. This was an interesting game from at least our vantage point up here. It was a game in which you had the lead throughout the contest, and Charleston didn't even get on the scoreboard, but it didn't feel that comfortable. Did the coaching staff and players get that feeling too?
Yeah, we were trying to make adjustments as we went. You know, I was proud of the effort of the kids to get out early, that we kind of stressed that all week, is start fast, and we got that little bit of a lead, and our defense played real well, but they're not until that last score did we really feel good and comfortable with, you know, with where we were at in the game.
Your offense, for one of the first times tonight, especially throwing the football, or this season, really struggled, and it was your running game who came along in that second half, and Point Julian Gittins was fun to watch, isn't he?
I'll tell you, you know, he had a good week of practice. One of the things we focused on is him working downhill, getting his feet in the ground. He's super fast, nice and agile, but tonight he ran with a little bit of power, a little bit of force, and that's what we've been missing. The line had a good week, you know, getting some holes up front, and it was nice to establish the running game when the pass wasn't there for us.
We're here with Mattoon assistant coach Jared Kiger here in our Harris Metals and Recycling Coaches Corner. You mentioned the pass wasn't there. And that was our question. It was hard for us to tell from up here, but I guess you give some credit to Charleston's defense for what they did, but the quarterback-receiver relationship tonight just wasn't there.
Yeah, things were a little off for us. There were some times that we had some open receivers that Nick couldn't see as he was moving around in the pocket a little bit, but you know, for the most part, they did a nice job covering us downfield, and when we would make an adjustment, they would make an adjustment. So, you know, it was a nice chess match, and Coach Kimbrough did a great job just keeping us in the right position to, you know, get those points on the board.
Talk about your defense for just a moment. I can't recall the last time Mattoon's had a shutout, but it's nice to have.
Yeah, no doubt. We had a nice week, again, you know, working on basic fundamentals, getting back to tackling, and you know, just executing, working on going, you know, like I said, day one stuff, getting ourselves where we want to be. We felt good about where we've been up to this point, but tonight everything just kind of came together for us, and you know, this is a big momentum game for us, you know, moving forward, getting the win, and of course the rivalry game, my first in it, and the atmosphere was good, and I was glad the kids responded.
Creating turnovers obviously is a big part of any contest. I don't think it's any coincidence when you guys have won the turnover battle this year, you've won the ball game.
Absolutely. You know, we got good pressure up front, and as they started adjusting, Alec Reboyne had an unbelievable game. I think he had three picks on the night, and had two others that he, you know, very easily could have had. But, you know, when you can put pressure on them up front and then the secondary's playing like they are, it makes for a fun night from a defensive side of the ball.
You mentioned the success Alec had at a defensive secondary position, and some of the guys up front maybe don't get their due. But we thought Connor Smith played awfully well tonight, too.
Connor is our end. You know, he's so athletic, he creates such a mismatch for guys because he's got a long body and long arms, and he's, today was where he kind of put things together. It was very fundamentally sound, forcing things and you know, put pressure on their guy. And, you know, when they're throwing picks, you know, it goes back to what's happening up front. We're getting that pressure on them. It was nice to see.
So you get your second win of the season, and we've talked with Coach Johnson all year long. He takes it one game at a time, and our job up here maybe is kind of analyze the deeper picture. But I'm guessing you as a coaching staff, you're looking next week at Salem, which, you know, typically in years past, Salem's kind of been, all right, you can kind of pencil in your win, but they've got some guys that can do some damage and some pretty good size.
Absolutely. You know, they went into Muscoota and got a nice win, 29-28, a couple weeks ago. And, you know, we do play it one game at a time, keep the kids focused on the task at hand. Tonight was more important. Next week you got a chance to get back to 500, you know, and the sky's the limit for us, you know, to get us back into that conversation for the postseason. But you can't get there if you don't get next week's win and get back to 500.
Coach, appreciate the visit tonight. Congratulations
no
to
problem.
You and the rest of your coaching staff on the victory. And we'll see you next week at Salem. Good luck.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right. Assistant Coach Jared Kiger joining us for the post game here. It's brought your way by Harris Metals and Recycling. We appreciate him taking the time. And in Coach Johnson's absence, and again, Coach is not evading us. He is getting to might be on Interstate 57 by now. I was trying to see that new grandbaby over the weekend. So congratulations to him and his family.